Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning on this July 22nd. We are in the clubhouse and we're going to, yes, the Open. The Open, if you are able to watch now or DVR it, is some very exciting golf. Jordan Spieth in the lead, but Matt Kuchar just two shots back. This is moving day on Saturday. Unfortunately, Rory McIlroy caught fire for a few holes and then he went bunker to bunker, and it's not good being in the bunker. It is a beautiful golf course, amazing conditions today after the rains and the wind the first 2 days. We're back to sunny conditions, occasional blusters. We've got great guests, Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post correspondent calling in from Royal Birkdale, Robert Lucetich, journalist and author, Unplayable, his book. Of course, Bob Bupka, the voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK, Mike May, Matt Rollins, Mike Perkey. They're all going to tune in with us. But first, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Allen Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Well, we've seen Ryder Cups at Royal Birkdale. We've seen Women's Opens, the Open in 1983, and Mike May was there when Tom Watson won. Amazing conditions today with the rains over, it seems, over the winter, making this course more like, it's not the links kind of course you'd expect. It's so green. Normally we see drier conditions, more roll to the ball. Three generations of the Hawtrey family were the architects who worked on this course over, well, since 1898. Frederick Hawtrey and champion golfer J.H. Taylor was the most responsible for the current routing. But after the 1991 Open, all of the greens were rebuilt to improve the turf and the drainage. Royal Birkdale founded it 128 years ago. It was 1889. Women have always been welcome. They've always had a women's group since 1890. And the clubhouse that you see now was rebuilt in 1935 in that Art Deco style, designed to look like an ocean liner cruising through. And when you see it from the distance, It surprisingly does. Many of the original Art Deco details were removed and made to look a little bit more boxy. But we're hoping that right now Lewin Mayer is on with us, Global Golf Post, calling in from Royal Birkdale. Welcome into the show. Lewin's not with us yet. Okay, we're going to see if we can't get in touch with her. We've got contenders. Today, an amazing thing happened. And it was interesting to watch Brandon Grace. He knew he was on the verge of golfing history. He shot a 62. It's the first time in men's major championship history that a 62 has been shot. And Johnny Miller had, of course, the 63. That was the record for a men's major championship low score. And he said, well, that was nice, but, you know, the course is really easy. And it is. It's a birdie fest. Nobody's expecting these kind of amazing conditions at Royal Birkdale. Otherwise, Rory McIlroy, as I mentioned at the Open, he caught fire the second round, and his caddy said something to him. Say, Rory, you are Rory McIlroy, with a word in between. You know, get it together. You can play like the champion that you are. And he did. And he opened up this morning with that swagger in his step, but something happened. Ian Poulter, 2 days at the Open, is a long time, but a lot of people are very optimistic. So this is moving day Saturday, and he's not playing quite the way he was the first 2 days. Of course, the first 2 days will take a lot out of you. And going into Saturday, a lot of adrenaline pumping, a lot of expectations. They were talking this week about most of the major champions at the Open have been in their mid-30s. So it would be a good time for Ian Poulter to win, or Matt Kuchar, who is looking fantastic. He's so laid back. Watching him walk around the course, he's got this swagger to him. He's just an amazing player, just amazing. So we're watching spectacular golf. But Jordan Spieth, spectacular in the weather. You know, he said yesterday he would have been happy to just shoot a par for the course. He came in at one under and kept his lead, which and watching Brooks Koepka just won the U.S. Open. Can he win the Open again? That's all the question. And now, coming into us right now, into the clubhouse, Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post golf correspondent. So good to hear you.
Hi. Well, nice to hear you, Danielle. Sorry, I ran out to see Poulter, and promptly as I ran out, he then hit into some bushes, and that's why he dropped a shot. But it's a fantastic Open. I mean, it's been such an exciting day. You know, you expect nothing to happen till towards the end, but just look at what Brown and Grace did. I mean, it's absolutely marvelous, isn't it?
It is. It's, and he knew it. There was something about him that he knew he was on the verge of history. He had this grin on his...
Well, he didn't, though.
Oh, he didn't?
He didn't know.
Oh!
No, that's an extraordinary thing. He knew he had a good round in the making, but he said he was in the zone, in his own bubble, and merely trying to do one good swing after another. And then when he got his four at 18, which meant he stayed at 8 under, his caddy said, "Congratulations, you've just broken the major championship record." And so that was the first he knew it. But he said, you know, he congratulated his caddy on having the good sense not to have said anything earlier.
That's good. Oh, the caddy is so important. Well, on television here in the States, we heard them talking like, well, he knows it's, you know, apparently he knows, because he did have this huge smile on his face. It must have been because he knew that he had shot such a wonderful round of golf. And I was talking at the open of the show how this course doesn't, because it's so green, it doesn't have that, you know, St. Andrews look to it, or that Lynx look to it.
Well, I think, you know, of course, there's been sort of this massive bits of rain, you know, periods of rain and really hard rain. So it's not sort of dried up progressively over the week. But, you know, I've seen shots of it where it really does look as though it's getting rather burnished.
Ah.
But, no, you're right. Overall, it is very green. And, you know, one player after another is saying they've never known an open links to be in better condition.
Yes, it's absolutely marvelous. It is beautiful. It's beautiful. And I, the Open tweeted out something about this is the best Open ever. And I'm imagining they were talking about the participation. The crowds have been incredible since day one.
They are amazing crowds. And honestly, there isn't a venue in the world that wouldn't want to have Royal Birkdale's crowds. I mean, you should have seen them on Friday or yesterday, you know, when the weather was nothing awful, absolutely hideous. And yet they stayed there till the end, or a lot of them did. I mean, it was just amazing. They go around and, you know, on these slippery slopes, they fall over, they jump up, they carry on. And it absolutely astonishes me.
Yes.
You know, and they miss their dinners, I think.
And, you know, well, it looks
so, late.
Right. It looks so easy to walk this course because we're watching on television. It looks easy for us because we're just seeing what the golfers are doing. But it must be a very, very, very long walk to actually follow the action. What's it like?
It's a very long walk. And it's also, you know, although they've got everything beautifully trimmed, you know, the the terrain is such that you've still got a lot of roots and you've got a lot of humps and nasty little bits to negotiate in the spectator walkways. And I've seen a few plaster casts on arms this week, and I would imagine they were all done here.
I'm wondering about someone's shoulder. Mr. Sergio Garcia seemed
to... Oh, yes?
Yes, how's his
shoulder?
Oh, well,
I've just been speaking to him about his shoulder, and he says it was, it's all right, he's may have torn it slightly, but it's nothing. No, it's inflamed, he said. It's not torn. But today, as he was beginning to get tired, he said he felt it towards the end. But he's going to get treatment, and, of course, he's having a rest next week, which is when he's getting married. And he said it'll be fine. So
oh, good.
He's not worried.
Good. Because, yeah, he was a little angry about something, and he decided to take his club and hit the gorse, and the gorse hit back.
Well, exactly. In fact, it's a very prickly gorse as well, so it's angering a lot of people.
It's angering a lot of people? Yeah, I bet it is.
Yes, I've just seen some poor photographer in shorts step back to accommodate some lady who wanted to see something, and he stepped, and he couldn't have been unluckier. He went into a sort of bed of nettles as well as these prickly things, and he was wincing.
Oh, yes.
And I think he missed his shot of Spieth in the process.
Oh, God. And Jordan Spieth, watching him through those first 2 days, and now just his game just keeps rolling. He seems happy, and everybody's making a big deal about the chewing of the gum. Playing golf and chewing gum at the same time. I think it'd be a great way to get the tension out. Any tension that you might feel, you're chewing, so it relaxes you in a way. Has anyone spoke to him about it?
I don't know. No, I don't think they will be. Not in a week when one or two people have been accused of spitting. I think they think that's worse.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do think it's worse, much worse. I find that to be one of the... Yes, let's... men, please don't teach your children to spit on the golf course.
No, it's not a good thing, but I'm afraid to say I used to forgive Tiger Woods the odd spit, but then, I liked so much else about him for a long time, and I just think, it's a thoroughly bad example, and I'm sure he thinks the same himself, but, their feelings do suddenly sort of escape them, don't they, on the golf course?
Oh, gosh, yes. So, John Rahm was talking about it. He said, I think I've come to the point where I might be a role model example for, and maybe I need to start controlling myself a little bit better. Can we talk, you just mentioned Ian Poulter, and 2 days looking so strong physically. He says he's finally optimistic. You talked with him?
Yes, he's just amazing this week. He just sort of barged in as if in the middle of a Ryder Cup, sort of all sort of punching the air and strutting around the place, so feeling so good about himself. And he's obviously delighted to be here, and even more delighted than you might think, because I think he, during the practice run, there's something sort of telling me that he was almost thinking that this might be his last Open for some reason. I don't know what it was, but he was busy taking pictures of his family on the way around in his practice ground, on his practice rounds. And I think he was suddenly realizing how big the Open is and how much it means to him to be playing here. And he wanted this on record, these pictures of himself with his family, because his little son is good, The son, I think it's Luke, beat John Daly's boy in a game a couple of nights ago.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Ian absolutely loves the Open. And so he's, he's picked up so much confidence, and he's just back where he was when he's at his best and very pleased about it. So that adds to the feeling.
Yeah, and I'm really pulling for him, because in a way, for the Open, I'd like to see an Englishman win, but the Americans keep coming to Royal Birkdale and walking away with the trophy. And now we've got Jordan Spieth, Matt Kuchar, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. He's tied for sixth, but he's already finished already. Chan Kim. There's Ross Fisher. What's the sense in the crowd about all these Americans doing so well?
Well, I think it's a bit unfortunate, really, because we've, across the years, we've always gone about how Americans are no good in our bad weather and we'll always beat them. And of course, the answer is we seldom do. The worse the weather, the better the Americans seem to be. And Spieth was saying, you know, at the start of the week, that his, I think this is his fifth Open now, and he knows, you know, how things are. So, you know, he says he's used to a lot of it. Which is true, but a lot of people would say that 5 years isn't long enough to really, you know, have all the experience you need for an open course. And, of course, you know, then you think, well, yes, a lot that may not be enough because you've got so many people sort of 40 and over who've done well in it, you know, like Mickelson, Els, and who was the other over 40 we had recently?
Oh, Darren Clark.
Oh, Darren Clark, 43, I think, you see.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
It is a good course, you know, it's a very good competition, you know, event for the older fry, it really is.
How's Tommy Fleetwood?
So much experience.
So much experience. Well, that's one of the commentators on television on NBC. That's where Golf Channel, they're broadcasting it here. They're talking about how most major champion golfers are in their 30s, major, you know, mid-30s or late-30s.
Yeah.
Because they do have what you said, that experience. I'm speaking with Lewin Marr. She is golf correspondent for Global Golf Post, and she's not only here at the Open, she's going to the Scottish Open, she's going to, are you going to the Solheim Cup too? You're just on the road, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you
are. I am. It's a very busy month for me, that's
yes.
Right. Yes.
And we're going to be speaking regularly because there's the Women's British coming up soon.
Yes.
What about the hometown hero, Tommy Fleetwood?
Oh, isn't he a great guy? I mean, you walk through Southport and his picture's up on lampposts and it's on, you know, outside his primary school and outside every course, which, you know, the local course, which is obviously he's played at them all in his time and they're all wishing him well and he's loving it. And he says he'd far rather be going into an Open with that kind of pressure of everybody, you know, worrying about how he's going to do than going in there as somebody who, about whom nobody cares a hang. So, you know, he's a great guy. He really is. Absolutely lovely. But in amateur days, I mean, I used to watch him. He was always accompanied by his dog, which was really rather lovely.
Oh.
And, yes, it was charming. He walked when he got to the Maisie, that's who it was, and Maisie followed him every step of the way when he reached the amateur at Turnberry. And then Maisie was followed him when he won the Scottish in Scotland at Glen Eagles. What was the name? The Johnny Walker tournament or whatever it was at Glen Eagles.
Yeah.
And Maisie by that time was very, very poorly. But she came onto the last green when he had his cup, he had his trophy.
Oh.
And it was just so touching.
Oh.
And, you know, Tommy loved that dog. And I did an obituary for the dog.
You did?
He said it hangs from his fridge. Yes.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. That's a beautiful, beautiful story. I know you're...
You had to like a golfer, yes, like that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know you're on deadline, so I don't know how I can keep you. But maybe finally on Rory McIlroy, doing so well yesterday. And then today,
yes.
Just... Again, it seems to be falling down. What is your perception? You're a golfer. Lewin Marr has had an amazing career in golf. She's a writer. She's an author. Give us your take on what's up with Rory.
Well, I think, you know, the signs are good for Rory. I mean, the first day I heard you when I was sort of just waiting to come on the program that you were saying that his caddy said, for heaven's sake, you're McIlroy, you know, you're Rory McIlroy, buck up your ideas. And it's good to have a caddy who will be prepared to tell you that because too many people are not afraid to tell their players anything in this day and age, which is a bit of a shame. But anyhow, the caddy said what he thought and McIlroy bucked up his ideas. And if you were to look at shots of McIlroy's body language on the first day and the second, you know, you were seeing two very different people. So, you know, he's been... Certainly, what I saw of him over the first half today, he was bouncing along and looking every inch the Rory McIlroy we've known in the past.
Oh, good.
I haven't actually clapped eyes on him since his 6th or 10th, so I can't comment on what's happened since. The shoulders may have gone down, but I don't know.
Right, I totally understand. It's just... he had the opening two holes, which I could watch. He was doing spectacularly. I think he had two birdies. I may be wrong.
Yes.
And then he was like bunker to bunker, and away we dropped down the leaderboard. So, you know, I see him come on strong, and then he makes the cut, and then on Saturday he has kind of this slump, and then he's racing from behind trying to catch up with everybody on Sunday, and sometimes miraculously he does, but that's a tough place to put yourself in, behind the eight ball and trying to race up the leaderboard with everything, you know, on the line. Maybe he likes that.
Well, you see, he started off, he wasn't practicing well. You know, his shots were going all over the place, and his coach was trying to help him. And then he had that bad first round. But then he's sort of, he's definitely picked up. I think he's not far from playing well again, really well again. So we've just got to be patient with him. I mean, he's still young.
Yes, you're right.
You know.
We do expect an awful lot. When we see greatness, we want to see it every week, and because we got spoiled with a certain person with the initials TW. The number of cuts that man made, I don't think anybody will surpass that record. Lewin Mayer,
no.
Global Golf Post golf correspondent, I'm so looking forward to talking with you for the rest of the summer. Thank you for being on.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to come back and talk with Robert Lucetich, who actually has quite the book about Tiger Woods, Unplayable. But we want to get his take on the Open, because that's what it's all about this weekend. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7, it's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need help? That number is 548-7526.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And in now in the clubhouse is Robert Lucetich, journalist and author of Unplayable, an inside account of Tiger's most tumultuous season. Tiger Woods, 14 majors, 79 wins on the PGA Tour, 682 weeks as number one in the official world golf ranking, 142 consecutive cuts made from 1998 to 2005. And yet we still say, oh, this is Tiger Woods. Let's compare him to Tiger Woods. He must be just like Tiger Woods. I find that, I don't know, are they trying to make us so excited that this is what we're getting the same thing that we got then. We're getting it now. And I find that, in a way, not fair to the people who are playing now Why do you need to compare them right now to what happened before? Robert Lucetich, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, it's great to be here.
And you're watching the Open, right?
I am indeed.
Tell us what you think.
Well, I mean, I actually was thinking, as you were talking about Tiger, I found that a part of me was, you know, just wishing that the putt for 62 at Southern Hills that he had that lipped in now. Because I like to see these records fall, and I don't know if it's just, and it's certainly nothing against Brandon Grace, but Brandon Grace didn't even know that it was the record. I like to see these, you know, I would have preferred a Jack Nicklaus or a Tiger Woods or a Ben Hogan to have made that one. But, you know, it's the reality of golf these days. The equipment's better. The ball goes further. The players, I think, are deeper. The fields are deeper than they've ever been. And somebody goes out and has a good day, and there you go, 62 with no wind, soft conditions. It's doable, and it happened.
Yes, absolutely. And I think Johnny Miller said something like, well, it's an easy course today. Because he held the record, right? He had 63?
He shared it with a lot of other people. But, yes. I mean, I look at these things, and you're comparing apples to oranges. I mean, if you look at a golf course where guys in a major are shooting, you know, 64s and 65s, quite a few of them, well, then 62 is, as great as it is obviously not the same as shooting 63 on a day when, you know, only a couple of other guys shot in the 60s. And by the way, you know, Johnny won the U.S. Open with his 63. So I think, yeah, look, I don't want to be sitting here defending Johnny because everybody likes to have a go at Johnny. But, and certainly he invites some of that, but I will stand up for him on this that you know, I made this argument when Justin Thomas shot the 63 at Erin Hills. You know, it's you can't compare a golf course where, you know, half the field seems to be under par, you know, and measure that up against Oakmont on the final day of the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
The hardest golf course in America.
Yeah. What do you think of, you know, I mean, Jordan Spieth is having a fabulous third day. Absolutely fabulous. And anytime that he does something wonderful, and if he wins this, he'll be, again, you know, I'm not sure if he's going to be the youngest or as young as or a couple days older than Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus. What do you think of the comparisons that are always made when...
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this is, we live in an era of instant gratification, and whatever happened 2 minutes ago is the greatest thing that ever happened in the history of... The history of civilization, the entire history of this planet, you know, whatever, literally what happened like 30 seconds ago in a tweet is the greatest thing that ever happened. So, you know, we live in an era where especially, I think, younger people are, and now I'm starting to sound like my father, by the way, but younger people, I think it's just the nature of people. If you weren't there or don't remember it, it probably isn't as great. I mean, I didn't see a lot of Jack Nicklaus because I'm not of that era, but I saw everything of Tiger Woods. And, you know, for whatever his personal failings may be, and I've certainly written about those, I will never, ever, ever take away from what he did on a golf course as a golfer. He, you know, I think Jerry Kelly, of all people, I think, said it best. And when I was writing my book, he gave me this quote, and he said, you know, we were a room full of V8s, and along came a V12.
Wow!
And he just blew us out of the race. And this is what you don't see now. You have guys like a Rory, like a Dustin Johnson, or a Jason Day, or a Jordan Spieth, who have, you know, tremendous talent, but they're not able to separate themselves week in, week out like Tiger did. Tiger was just so much better than everyone else. And now the only thing that annoys me what annoys me most about that narrative is that, you know, you really do, by saying that the field is deeper in some way, you're saying that Tiger wouldn't have done what he did in this day and age. And let me tell you something, he not only would have done it, he would have done it just as easily. This guy was hitting 300-yard drives with a 43-inch driver, steel-shafted, okay, with a spinny golf ball. You know, put him at his peak, he'd be hitting it out there 320, 330 like the rest of them. And by the way, he also was the best iron player. And oh, by the way, he had the best short game. And he didn't miss the putt that mattered for 15 years. So other than that, yeah, they're all as good as Tiger.
Thank you for that. Well, since this is Robert Lucetich, a golf journalist, writer, author of Unplayable, an inside account of Tiger's most tumultuous season. That was back in 2009. That you cover the book. When did the book come out?
The book came out in 2010, so it was quite opportunistic in a sense. I mean, it was also quite a nightmare to write because obviously, with the sticky stuff hitting the fan at the end of 2009, I had to do quite a bit of rewriting. But it came out. In the end, I mean, the irony of all of this is. Some people thought I was trying to write a book and capitalizing on Tiger's misfortunes and the scandal. I had already planned and to do this book through Simon & Schuster or Atria Books as the imprint prior to that. And really my whole goal was just to say, we don't know much about Tiger, the real Tiger, and good and bad. I'm not just saying it, it's some sort of tell-all.
Right.
But I just thought, we just know about Tiger what Tiger and his handlers want us to know. And so there's more to him, and he's deeper. And again, I say this in all sincerity, in good and in bad, because there's a lot about Tiger that's quite endearing. He can be very funny and quite charming, but obviously also quite bawdy when he's doing it. But he's a bit of a locker room kind of a – he's got that locker room humor. But – none of that comes through when the cameras are on, when the people are around. He's very much, he was the cardboard cutout of this thing called Tiger Woods, this brand, So I wanted to humanize the brand. So obviously the brand was in the end very humanized by the end of that year. I managed, I think, to capture it and offer a look, a portrait, warts and all, of who this guy Tiger Woods really is.
Marvelous. And it just so happened that the fire hydrant was there after you'd already done your writing and prepared the book, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in the rewrite mode to you have to have that in the book if you're going to release the book.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the fact that the fact that I had have an extensive background as a journalist, and I was a foreign correspondent for many years. Those skills were, I can't even imagine trying to take on that task without having those journalistic skills to be able to dig in. Because as you can imagine, nobody inside Camp Tiger was, Team Tiger was very, very, very willing to chat much about what was going on.
No, I was wondering how you got access, and we'll have to keep that for another time. Because of your deadline, you're going to go play golf on this amazing day. You're off to play.
Yes, I'm in Southern California, and it's a horrible 80 degrees of sunshine. So I'm going to go and play some golf myself.
So we'll need to pick up this conversation, and I really enjoy talking with you. Robert Lucetich, golf journalist. His book is Unplayable, an inside account of Tiger's most tumultuous season. I'd like to know what you think about what he's going through now and how it's going to be when he comes out on the other side. We'll see. And we'll talk later.
Yes, we will. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you very much. Aloha. We're going to come back. Bob Bupka's checking in from, of course, Royal Birkdale. And Mike May was there in 1983 when Tom Watson won. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
I just want to do a huge shout out to all of my fabulous sponsors, Rainer Doors, Alan Nakata and Associates, Need Help, Futura Stone, Creative Plumbing, thank you so much, because without you, we wouldn't be able to be on the air to do this show. And we have so much fun, and we have such interesting people coming together from around the world. Michael Patrick Shields came to us while he was in Spain doing a bucket list item, Running with the Bulls. I don't know. I love the Running with the Bulldogs commercial. That's something I could do. All right, but let's go to Royal Birkdale one more time. And Bob Bupka, he's got a contest. You can win. Win a vertical groove driver. Pick the winner, and you can email more than once, I think. I don't think they'll hold that against you. Email again. I know we had a lot of entries from Hawaii, and it's entries. Let's see now. I have that written down somewhere. I'll get it. First, let's bring Bob in. Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sports. Nice to hear your voice.
Wow, good to hear your voice also. And people, if they want to win that vertical groove driver, all they have to do is send in an email at entry@thegrooveroom.com. Put down who you think will win this championship. Obviously, if we have more than one correct answer, we'll draw the winner out. You have until Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern time, so still plenty of time to get in the contest. I need the number four. Need help, though. I think I'm going to call those people and see if they can help me out here.
The number is 548-7526. It's 808 for you, Bob. 808-548-7526. So if you want to get in, just all you do is email to entries@thegrillroom.com. And the person who wins, and you've chosen them. Now, what, Bob, what if I said that earlier? You know, like, what if I enter, maybe I say it's going to be Matt Kuchar, and then I say in another email it's going to be Jordan Spieth, and then I say it's going to be Brooks Koepka. Is that okay?
Only if they're friends of yours and listen to this show, we will certainly make exceptions. But it's been certainly interesting day here with, we saw a history made with Brandon Grace shooting the very first ever 62 in a major championship. Simply incredible. We're watching Jordan Spieth move like a surgeon around this Royal Birkdale golf course. And right now, believe it or not, even though the weather has been delightful all day, some real dark clouds have moved into the area. They've issued what they call a amber alert here, which means that serious weather is pending. So fortunately, we're in the media center. We're not too worried about that happening to us. Matter of fact, a lot of my friends in the media center said, Bob, please stay in the media center. You'll hold that tent down in case we get some high winds.
That is a fantastic media center. That's huge. It's very comfortable, isn't it? Do they have lots of snacks? Lots of snacks?
Oh, yeah. They feed us all day. Don't forget, though, it's long days over here. We came to work about 5:30 yesterday morning, left here about 9:30 at night. So it just, you know, that's the way it is because the tee times are so long. Even right now, Jordan Spieth has just finished 13 holes. Here it is almost 7 o'clock at night here. They probably won't get done until sometime after 8. By the time we wrap up, probably it'll be about 10 o'clock this evening before we head out, and then back here early again tomorrow. But it is a major championship, and, you know, you make sacrifices. And if I wasn't here, I wouldn't get on the Danielle Tucker show. So I don't mind being here at all.
You know, an open is not the same, and it's got to be. Bob Bupka has got to be inside the clubhouse if it's an open. Tell us, we've been talking about a lot of guys, but this Austin Connolly from Canada had an eagle, amazing shot. Who is this young man?
Well, he's somebody that has dual citizenship. For whatever reason, maybe tax reasons, I'm not sure. He's decided to play under the Canadian flag. He actually was 3 under par after 2 holes, kind of cooled off since then. He's 2 under on the day now through 14 holes, -3. Young guy, he looks like he's about 14 years old.
Yes, he does.
Certainly playing some great golf. But Matt Kuchar is really hanging tough, though, Danielle. He was my pick over here before the event started. So I'm sitting on the edge of my seat with every Kuchar putt because if you promise not to tell and Kuchar wins, they're going to think I'm smart over here. Can you believe that?
Well, you are, because you are Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport and host of the Grill Room Talk Show. And you can win a vertical groove driver. All you have to do is get your entries. You pick your winner. You send it to entries@thegrillroom.com. Easy, easy. And go to vertgolf.com and you can find out more. Bob, thanks for checking in. Have fun.
Appreciate it, Danielle. Keep up the good work, hon.
Aloha. Coming back with Mike May right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Mike May is a golf writer. He's returned from rediscovering Atlantic Lynx in Cornwall, England. He spent considerable time in Southport near Royal Birkdale, located in Southport, Merseyside, which reminds me of the Mersey Beat, which is kind of very Beatles-like and close to Liverpool. For those of you who remember the Beatles, you know, those old guys. I a lot of kids love the Beatles music, and Mercy Beat is something that the Beatles kind of became known for, and a lot of groups were using that kind of Mercy Liverpool sound. Atlantic Links is kind of like what happens on Kauai. All the golf courses together, they promote the island of Kauai, bringing all of their golfers and wanting them to play all of the beautiful golf courses, not just one, but all. So Princeville and Prince and Poipu and all of the golf courses, they all get together and work together as an advertising agency, because they know that people don't want to just play one course or stay in one place. They want to see the island. They want to see all of the things the island has to offer. And they get to travel around the island playing different courses, and it's perfect. So what Atlantic Links has done, I think, is exceptional. Now, Mike May, golf writer, spent some time in that part of the world, and in 1983, he was at the Open at Royal Birkdale. Welcome into the clubhouse.
It's a pleasure. It feels like yesterday, but it was 34 years ago, and I look at the TV, and really the only thing that's changed is the 13th, which is now a par 4, was a par 5. And I remember, I think it was Trevino made an eagle at 13 on the last day. Came up a couple shots short, but I look at the TV, and it just like turning back the clock.
But isn't it very green compared to when you were there?
It is. Actually, it was very dry. I mean, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday were splendid sunshine. Winds weren't too bad. Scores were low. And then finally, on the last day around, as I recall, about 5 or 5:30, when Tom Watson eventually won it, was on the back nine, the breeze freshened, the dark skies came in from the Irish Sea, and it was like a totally different golf course. And inside the clubhouse was sitting Graham Marsh, who shot 64 and was a 7-under par and looking pretty good. But Watson was able to, just keep things together and not make any mistakes, and ended up winning by 2 in the end. It was quite amazing.
Yes. And there was some, you wrote it, a pint and a pork pie, memories of the Open at Royal Birkdale. Did you publish this anywhere?
It's been published a few times. I've actually done some self-publishing, and the reason I called it a pint and a pork pie is because at lunchtime every day I'd go into one of the food tents and get a pint of beer and a British pork pie, and that was my lunch for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. And so when I came back and wrote about it, I thought, what an appropriate term. And I must say I smuggled out one of my pint glasses on one of the last days, and I still have it with my crack and peel labeled entry into the tournament from all 4 days. So it's a neat keepsake that remains to this day.
Do you still have your periscope?
I do.
You have to tell us about the, what's the periscope?
Well, it's a little device that's made of a sort of a cardboard-like plastic material, and it actually has two mirrors in it, and it's rectangular in shape. And you literally hold it vertical, and you look at one mirror, and that directs your vision up to another mirror that looks out just like a periscope. It's cost a few pounds, and I could be 10 deep in the rough around, or 10 deep around the green, and I could just lift up this periscope, so I become like 9 feet tall, and I can see over the crowd and see the putt.
Well, see, that's the thing about being at something like the Open or a Ryder Cup or any of the major championships. How do you see what's going on? Because everybody's in front of you, and they're not going to give up their spot. So that's a perfect idea.
Wait a second.
You said you also used it when you were standing in line trying to get your pint and a pork pie so that you could watch the television because it was such a long line.
That's exactly right. So the periscope came in handy to watch TV in the food area as well as on the golf course. So it was my trusty companion.
That was wonderful. Now, there was also some interesting things, and we always think of our world being the most, discordant, if you will, for lack of I don't want to bring in negativity too much. But back in 1983, there were some interesting things happening on the golf course, and I want you to talk to me about what the superintendents had to do to make play possible, and then what the rules officials had to do to keep everybody happy on the green that was impacted. Tell us that story.
Yes, on the evening, Friday night, as I recall, and I'm going to try to pull up my original story, but there were, back then, when the tournament would finish, everybody should go home. and the course would just sit there overnight. And
there was no guards or anybody watching.
No guard, no security. I mean, it's a golf course. What are you going to do? There were no terrorists at the time, other than there actually was a presence of the IRA in Great Britain. But what happened? There were some sympathizers of a gentleman. Maybe I'm using that term loosely. But
I understand, a person.
Yeah, a prisoner in a Northern Ireland jail who was a IRA sympathizer, supporter. He was in a hunger strike, so some of his buddies decided to go on one of the greens in the back nine. And I think it was one of the back, I think it was maybe in six.
The 14th green.
And then he threw some motor oil on the green, which kills the grass immediately. I mean, there's nothing you can do to resurrect an oil spill intentional on the green. So the player, they did the best they could to sort of scoop it up and absorb it. And when the players would hit their approach shots in the 14th green, if the path that they would putt through between their ball and the hole, if it would go through the oil slick that had been sort of soaked up but it was still present, they didn't want that. So they would take a measuring stick and they would move your ball in a circle, left or right, until you had a path that would be unobstructed or by the oil spill. So basically every player had the same sort of path to follow on putts on that green for the last 2 days.
That's amazing. So I could either putt from the original spot or choose another point on the green, and it was the sixth green. That was my error. But it had to be the same distance away and then go from there. So the task at hand for each player was to find the most undisturbed line to the hole, but the RNA official would measure the distance of the putt and then give the players the choice. Oh, you know, that's talk about an unusual moment in golf. You witnessed something truly extraordinary. Now, you're just back from Atlantic Links, and I always am curious. I couldn't go and play Royal Birkdale, I don't imagine. Could I just walk on to Royal Birkdale?
That's the great thing about these courses. Yes, you're welcome to join the club for the day. They do have memberships, but it's not a private hootie snooty club. They welcome tourist golfers from around the world, especially America. And it's as I've said many times, you could today, you probably would not be able to get a tee time at St. Andrews unless someone just didn't show up. While it would be busy at Burnham and Barrow, you'd be able to get a tee time. And I think the charge was just under £100, which is, with the exchange rate, it's less than $150. And to play a course like that for less than $150 is a bargain.
Yes. It's spectacular watching. We talked about some of the, there are six Premier Championship links that are considered part of the Atlantic Links group. And they're all on the southwest of England, Cornwall, Devon, and Somerset. And those are Trevose and St. Enadoc.
Trevose and St. Enadoc in Cornwall, North Cornwall.
Royal North and Devon, Saunton East and Saunton West in Devon, Burnham right. and Barrow. Now, we talked about Burnham and Barrow in Somerset. Where are we going to next, the next time we talk?
Let's jump on the Atlantic Highway, which is the A39, and head down the road towards the communities of Braunton and Westward Ho, where you'll find Royal North Devon and Saunton Golf Club. They're about 20 minutes apart. Royal North Devon used to be called Westward Ho because it's in the community of Westward Ho, and it's the oldest links golf course in England. I thought it was the oldest golf course, but it's not. It's the oldest links golf course, and it's really a blend of the present and the past, just a joy to play.
Wow. What kind of grass do they use on Royal North Devon?
You know, you could turn on NBC right now, and what you see on TV is what you see at Royal North Devon.
Wow. Really?
It's the same wispy rough. The fairways are tight. When I played at Royal North Devon, it was a little brown because they had rain for a couple weeks, so my drives were kept rolling and rolling and rolling. But again, you turn on the TV what you see on NBC is the same thing you'll see at Saunton East, Saunton West, Royal North Devon, St. Enadoc, Trevose, and Burnham and Barrow. They all have very similar characteristics.
I love the promotional piece that was written about your trip to the Atlantic Lynx. May will wake up to the sound of crashing waves, seagulls squawking in the cleansing scent of the fresh Cornish sea air. Drive north into Devon, where he'll play around at Royal North Devon. That is just like, I want to go, and I want to go now. And you can find out more at atlantic-links.co.uk. Atlantic Lynx, I'm sure if you just Google that, you'll find that website. They've got to get a Facebook page.
I told our PR gal that that's their next goal, and I think she'll get on it right away.
Okay, so good. And we'll be talking more about Royal North Devon, Saunton East and Saunton West in Devon the next time we talk. Thanks so much, Mike May.
It's a pleasure. I can't wait.
Aloha. We've got to talk with Matt Rollins, the executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, because our kids are playing team sport. Yes, golf, team sport, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7. It's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need help? That number is 548-7526.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
The Southside Men's Club is playing on Kauai at Poipu Bay, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Poipu Bay has an 8:30, a 9:40, an 11 o'clock, and of course, they always have 50% off the sale rack, men's and women's tops and bottoms. Go check it out. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course, and here on, on Oahu, Kapolei has an 8:37. That's kind of tight, isn't it? But there's an 837 if you're nearby, Kapolei. And it is the state finals of the drive, chip, putt. And whoever wins in the drive, chip, putt, the kids go to the semifinals. And then the winners of the semifinals, that brings all of the contestants from around the United States, the winners go to Augusta National. And believe you me, they will be playing on a practice facility that looks like a golf course. That is the most amazing practice facility. I was blown away when I walked in to Augusta National. And then I first saw the gift store, and And then I went wow, this is a practice facility? Looks like it could be like a nine-hole course. Maybe not that big, but you get the picture. And it's gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. And that's where they'll be playing the drive, chip, putt on the Sunday before Masters Week begins in 2018. Rose Zhang won the Girls PGA Championship, 20 under, six holes ahead of Yelimi No, both of California. Rose shot 69, 65, 66, 68. Wow. Okay, Malia Nam also represented Hawaii fabulously. And another who went is Claire Choi. And both Malia Nam and Claire Choi busy women along with a bunch of other kids. And Matt Rollins is the executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Have you been catching any of the Open?
Absolutely. I've been getting up a little bit early. I haven't I haven't been the one staying up late at night to catch some of it, but I've been catching kind of the tail end each morning.
It was so much fun on Thursday. It started like at 8 o'clock at night here. It was amazing watching it, and then watching it when I woke up in the morning at 3 a.m., and then watching it when I got home at 4. Yeah, so just a whole lot of fun. What you've got coming up is just awesome. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association bringing the team selections for the 2017, based on the point standing, right, after the King Auto State Championship. So we've got the Junior America's Cup, the Girls Junior America's Cup, the Eddie Hogan Cut, the Mary Cave Cup. This is exciting. How did all this come about?
Well, I think, obviously, with Hawaii State Junior Golf and kind of the mission that they've had is to provide as many opportunities for these kids as possible. And to be honest, these kids are like little tour professionals. They move around from event to event, and their parents are supporting them, and it's pretty amazing. So, yeah, right now is kind of our national championship and team portion of the year. So recently, Remington Hirano from Oahu just competed in the U.S. Junior Amateur, and he made it onto match play. Unfortunately, lost in the first round of match play, but it was to Matthew Wolf, who is currently leading in the finals, and it looks like he's on his way to win the championship. So Remington should obviously be pretty proud of that.
Absolutely.
And then we've got the Girls Junior Amateur is happening next week, and we have Alicia May Mateo of Oahu and Kaylee Oki of the Big Island who will be out there representing Hawaii. So we're excited to see how they do in the national championship. And then, like you said, Junior America's Cup. We've got four guys heading out to DuPont, Washington, so they'll be playing the home course. And we have Remington Hirano there, Evan Kauai, Davis Lee, and Pono Yanagi, captained by Rick Castillo, who's the professional at King Kamehameha. So a great team there, and hopefully those guys will be up near the top of the leaderboard come the end of the week. So, and then we've got Girls Junior America's Cup, like you said. So a great team here. We have two captains taking that team. So Katie Fuqua, who's the professional at Ko'olina, and then Kathy Torciana, who's at Wailea. So they'll be taking the girls down to Las Vegas at the end of the month. And on that team, we have Claire Choi, Alicia Mateo, Malia Nam, and Alana Sakuma. So solid team there. And then mid-August, we've got the Eddie Hogan Cup team. So a great young team there. We've got Trevor Arashiro, Alex Cam, Andrew Otani, and AJ Terioka. And they'll be captained by Casey Watabu, who is a great player, won the U.S. Pub Links back in the late 2000s. So he's going to be the captain of that team. So we're definitely looking forward to seeing how those guys do. And then we have the Mary Cave Cup team. So we have Lana Calabuso-Kui, Kami Hamada, Danielle Ujimori, and Naomi Wong going with Brenda Rago down to California to compete. So some fantastic teams, and we're looking forward to seeing how they do.
And some fantastic coaches, Brenda Rago, Kathy Torciana, Casey Watabu, Katie Fuqua, and Rick Castillo. Wonderful, the support that all of our kids get from the PGA professionals and from the professional golfers in Hawaii and their parents and their family and their friends, and from the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and Mary B. Porter King. The King Auto State Championship, is that what comes next leading up to the Tournament of Champions, the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions?
Yeah, we still have quite a few events kind of throughout August that our kids can play in. We have the Dave and Buster's Junior Classic coming up at the start of August. which is at Eva Beach. We have a mixed team championship, so one boy, one girl. They play a best ball and then an alternate shot, and that's at Poipu Bay in mid-August. So it's a really fun event for the kids. And then we have our match play championship at Kanapali at the end of August. So still a lot going on, and then there's more events kind of September, October, that allow the kids to qualify for the Tournament of Champions at Wailea in December.
It's a wonderful event. Is Michelle Wee still sponsoring it?
Yeah, you bet. Michelle, hopefully it works in her schedule, but as far as I know, she's been there every year, and she'll come out and hang out on the range with some of the kids and get to know them a little bit and come out to our banquet as well and support the event. So it's fantastic for the kids to see Michelle out there. Obviously, she's the superstar, and the kids look up to her. So it's such a great opportunity, and it's so nice that she gives back.
Yes, and she's an inspiring speaker for them, too. It's really great how she comes out and hangs, you know. They really, really enjoy it. But it's what's happening here, these team events, getting the kids into team competition. It's like preparing them for the team events that come up later in college, that the Curtis Cup. Just went out of my mind. The other one, what's the other, the Walker Cup, all of these, right? All of these, great collegiate team events. So they're really prepared, more so than many other places to play in match play type events, to play as teams, best ball, or better ball, alternate shot, all those different things that come up in, that they'll have to use in these major league competitions. We really prepare our kids. And even if they don't want to continue on into college on that level of play, there's a lot of opportunities for young people who know the game to find scholarships in colleges. And I know the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association has been very supportive in helping kids make those applications, getting them in. You do a great job, Matt Rollins, Executive Director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.
Thanks, Danielle. Yeah, I've been blown away. Obviously, I've only been out here for a year and a half, and it's a tremendous program that's in place for these kids, and there are so many opportunities to kind of help them make that next step and get them some exposure to the U.S. college coaches and to these schools. And give them opportunities to experience some of the team golf and these national championships that get them in front of the coaches. So, a lot going on. Obviously, it's a fantastic program for the kids, and we look forward to providing more and more opportunities for them, and we're looking forward to seeing some of these results over the next couple of weeks.
The Hawaii Asia Pacific Cup. That happens between Hawaii players and the top. It's not really fair because it's the top players from all of Japan and the top players from Hawaii, right? And it's great. It's great. Great competition. And it's fabulous. When I spoke with Mary B. Porter King about, you know, creating this and maybe getting other countries involved and hopefully bringing China into it. And they may be more interested in doing that now that one of their people is at the top when it comes to Shen Shen Feng. You know, she's just amazing on the LPGA. But you also have the Japan High School Championship. Tell us about how the Japan High School Golf Association invited the four HSJGA golfers to compete.
Yeah, so that's been an opportunity kind of that's been on our radar for just a couple of years now. But we have two boys and two girls going out there to represent Hawaii in the high school championships. That's kind of at the start of August. We have a couple of captains from Kauai going over, Wayne and Reiko Miata. And they support the kids so that they can kind of experience the culture of Japan, experience that high-level competition of the high school championships over there. And, another great opportunity. There's so much going on kind of right at the end of July and early August for our kids that are kind of scattered all over the place a little bit.
And the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup, is that happening?
Yeah, you bet. We're headed back to Japan again. the second week in November, and we'll be taking 10 boys and 6 girls over there to compete in a Ryder Cup format against Japan. And like you said, it is, we definitely have our work cut out for us. It is their whole country that we're competing against. But Hawaii has won the competition 3 times out of the 10 years that it's been going.
Yes.
So pretty amazing to do that. And we look forward to hosting them in 2018.
And of course, you have the scholarship event, the Michelle We Love Ping Pong, and that raises money for scholarships for Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kids. And as I said, you help get a scholarship, you know, filling out all the forms and helping parents and children. It's a really wonderful opportunity. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, if you've got a young one who's got an affinity for the game of golf, you need to join up the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. You have get-togethers for parents to get to know more about the association. Is there one coming up in the future? Did I lose you? I think I seem to have lost Matt Rollins. That was wonderful speaking with you. Matt Rollins may have had to go. Executive Director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Certainly was a pleasure speaking with you. And I look forward to talking to you again because it's just amazing, isn't it? Did you have any idea that that was all going on inside the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association? We're going to come back and talk with Mike Perkey, golf writer, Morning Read, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing! Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7, it's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, insurance, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need Help? That number is 548-7526.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're not able to reach Mike Perkey, the golf writer from automatic voice messaging machine. And Mike Perkey, a golf writer, Morning Read. You can always get Morning Read. Comes straight into your inbox, and it's quick. You know, it's like an update on what's going on. It's really cool. And there's some other, you know, some interesting feedback on articles that were published. And it's nice and concise, and it gives you a little paragraph if you want more than just click on the link and you can go. But you're not going to be transferred to some other place that doesn't have a whole bunch of advertising. It'll never cost anything. It's Morning Read. TheMorningRead.com. Go there and just get your Morning Read. Well, all right, we've got some tea times on Kauai. Poipu has a 9:40 and an 11 o'clock. And we have a tea time over at Rahawine Country Club, 8:40, 9:30, 10:20. Makaha East has a 10:30. And on Maui, there's a 9:44, 10:11, and a 10:29 on the Gold Course. And Maui's El Air, Maui Nui is what it's called now. It used to be El Air. They have a 9 o'clock, a 10:28 and 11:40. So what I'm going to have to do is reach into my bag here and find something that could be of use to you. So I've got a tip, how to handle the deepest rough. Does that sound like something that you've been watching on television? I don't think we're ever going to have to come across that, but sometimes just a 2-inch rough can be thick enough to really make it difficult to get your ball out of. There are some patches of rough, they're just nasty. And you find your ball in one of them, and it's really difficult to know what to do. I mean, you feel that grass, and you're wondering if you can get your club through that. It's tempting to take a fairway wood or a hybrid to try to smash it out, but chances are you'll duff it because you can't get under the ball. You'll end up maybe even launching it a long way in the wrong way, and you get even into more trouble. So the smarter play is to take your medicine and blast your ball just back into the fairway, just like you would in a bunker. And I mean, as so many times we want to just like, oh, I can try this, I can try this. And if you're just playing around, messing around, and you want to give it a shot, why not? I mean, it can't hurt. But if you're playing and you're competing, even if it's a friendly competition, you know, you want your scorecard to look good. You probably want to do something more like following these simple tips to blast your ball out of the deepest rough. Grab your sand wedge. Okay, the high loft, the heavy club head, the rounded sole of this club will help you dislodge your ball from that overgrown cage that it's stuck in. Okay, now you got to choose a target on the fairway, no more than 50 yards away. Even though you're only punching it out, it's really important to choose a specific target to help your mind focus on the task at hand. Now, open your stance. Position the ball toward your back foot, in other words. Okay? So you want to have that, if you're a righty, you want to have that left leg a little bit further out there and the ball closer to that right foot. Let the rounded sole of your club sweep under the ball as you shift your weight towards your front foot on the finish. It's kind of like being in the sand. Okay, not a lot of difference there. So handling the deepest rough can be a lot easier when you play it like a bunker shot. Just remember, don't try to be a hero. All right, so you get the sand wedge because it's got the high loft, the heavy club head, that rounded sole. It's going to help you get that ball out. Choose a target so that you always have to have a target. Even though you might be nervous and scared and your mind goes blank at least pick a target. Your body might be able to follow. You know, sometimes your body will do stuff even though your mind has gone sideways. Open your stance. That means positioning the ball towards your back foot. And then you want to swing across your body, finish strong, open that club face, let the rounded sole of your club sweep under the ball as you shift your weight towards your front foot on the finish. Okay? So that's a little something if you're going to go out there. I'm going to try to get in touch with Mike Perkey one more time over at Morning Read. And so we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Clubhouse, yeah, the Golf Club Clubhouse. And we're having some trouble on that side, too, getting the commercials to play. So we're just going to keep going here just a little bit. I want to thank my sponsors, Alan Nakata and Associates, and all the folks who make it possible to do the show. Futura Stone, Claude Brousseau, who's, by the way, in France, Creative Plumbing, Rainer Doors. Right after this, we'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Let's see. 40 yards to the pin. Wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, the Open is turning into quite the runaway right now. Jordan Spieth is 10 under. Matt Kuchar, 7 under. Brooks Koepka, 5 under. And Jordan and Matt are playing in the same pairing. So it's 3 shots is not a lot. But the way Jordan is playing, he's just so on. It's it could be a runaway. I'm not sure that he'll beat the field by 12 strokes. That would be interesting. We've seen the Ryder Cup at Royal Birkdale, Women's Opens, the Open, amazing conditions, a lot of rain over the winter, and that's why it looks so green. We've been watching, at least I have been, for the last few days, and just amazed. It just looks like, a forest course. It looks like it's a course in the United States because of the greenness of it, but it'll dry out quick. Rain is forecast, as Bob Bupka told us earlier. There's potential for some very weather. An amber alert was issued. And I just saw Ian Poulter. It's on NBC and Golf Channel. And he doesn't look happy. It would have been fun if he could have got his game together. But the way that Jordan Spieth is separating himself from the pack, we just may see somebody run away. But you never know what will happen. What I love about the English, of course, courses, Royal Birkdale, 3 generations of the Hawtrey family, a group of architects, generation after generation after generation, worked on the course. And finally, Frederick Hawtrey and a champion golfer, J.H. Taylor, they put the current routing in place. And I'm looking at the clubhouse. Clubhouse is really cool. It was built in 1935, rebuilt. It was there a long time ago because the club was founded in 1883, 128 years ago. And women, always welcome. I was really thrilled that Lewin Mayer from Global Golf Post had time to be on the show because they were always welcome. They had a women's group there in 1890. And if you'd like to go play, you can. You can become a member for the day, and it's quite reasonable. It's just over $100 to play that course. So the clubhouse, it was rebuilt in 1935, Art Deco style, and it was designed to look. Now, next time you see that clubhouse, people think, God, it looks like a spaceship. Well, it is a ship of sorts. It was designed to be an ocean liner look. So it's kind of cruising through. Yes, many of the original Art Deco details were removed to make it just a little bit more boxy. So you look at it, and it just looks a little bit more boxy. But there goes the contenders as they play. I'd like to see Brooks Koepka come on strong, make it two in a row. He just won the U.S. Open. Really like that guy. My computer crashed. Otherwise, I'd bring you up to date. Oh, yeah, it's been one of those mornings. But it's great to see Tony Finau. He made the cut, and he is in. Some of the guys who missed the cut, Patrick Harrington, Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas looks so cool in that tie. Did you catch that first day outfit he was wearing? Very slick. Patrick Reed didn't make the cut. Ryan Moore, Darren Clark, Bill Haas. So Darren Clark, you go, yeah, well, you know, he's one of the older guys. Well, Bill Haas is not. Phil Mickelson didn't make the cut. He usually can pull it out of a hat. Stuart Sink, Calum Shinkwin, he did really well at the U.S. Open and lately. And Bryson DeChambeau, who's just won again, or just won for the first time, I mean, in a links-style course. He really felt vindicated. He was kind of like tears. Just a wonderful kid. And he was here for the Sony Open in Hawaii. And he played with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kids. And it was great. He's got a real nice way about him. And the media always kind of pokes fun at his sort of science, the way he has kind of scientific attitude toward golf. And he only uses one length shaft. By the way, if you ever consider getting better at your game and you don't want to go out and buy brand new golf clubs, which is expensive, very expensive, you take your clubs and have them re-gripped. Wow, they'll feel brand new. Or have the shaft checked out. Go to the Aloha Golf Center. They're down on Dillingham Boulevard near the old DMV. And you'll really enjoy it. And TJ Kua is teaching there too. So, and Joey, of course, Tadeo is there. And he can teach you a lot about just getting 10 more yards. I'd take 10 more inches on my drive. But a shaft will do a lot for you. Okay, it's time to wrap it up, and I thank you very much for hanging in there with me. Futura Stone, thank you for making the golf club possible. Futura Stone's master craftsman can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, if you're a new build, a renovation, or a repair, or a hen house, yes, you need to go and call Creative Plumbing, because your plumbing's got to be done right. You know, you don't want the water coming out of the pipes. You need Creative Plumbing. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Need I say more? Well, I will. You'll increase the value of your home by installing a Rainer door. The only other thing that'll improve the value of your home is giving it a paint job. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. It is Rainer Doors. And Allen Nakata and Associates, they do need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Need help? Yes, need help will help with meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance bathing, home care to give peace of mind to you, and the person who really doesn't want to go into a home. They want to stay. They like their home. It's just fine. Thank you very much. But they need help. And so you need help because you're trying to help them. And everybody's just having a little bit of a hard time keeping up. It's tough these days. Nobody's got time. So the number is 548-7526, available here on Oahu and Maui and all 50 states. Want to thank Avance Salon, a full-service salon, color cut, and all of the treatments that you might want to have. Simply Smooth Care products. Yes, that's Avance. And Deb is a good friend of mine. She plays at Mid-Pacific Country Club. If you're heading out to the golf course, it's going to be a beautiful day. There's a high surf advisory. We may have some rains, likely on the Windward and Mauka side. Scattered showers on the leeward side, too. The high, 84 to 89, a little bit cooler. And the winds, easterly, about 15 miles per hour, higher gusts. And we've got a high surf advisory for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. And that's particularly important to know because the king tide, you want to know where that came from? The Aussies have been calling it the high tide, the highest tide, the king tides. And it, you know, bears noting that since tides are coming up higher, yeah, we might as well call them king tides because got to keep an eye on them. So there could be more coastal flooding than you're accustomed to. You can always catch us at radiogolfclub.com. That's where the show is kept and archived, and you can listen to it anytime. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.